Hare Krishna. Okay, so welcome everyone this morning to morning class. Nice to see all the smiling faces, all the devotees. Devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, so for the next 8 days, the temple authorities have asked different devotees to come and do the next 8 classes. So we've got some. Sisi Radha Gokulananda Ji Ki Jai, Sisi Taram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Sisi Gaurani Tai Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Okay, so for the next 8 days, it's going to be, instead of the normal Bhagavatam class and Sisi class, it's going to be 8 days of lead-up class to Gaur Purnima. So, of course, we had Lord Nityananda's appearance day and we had 24-hour kirtan then, so we're going to have 24-hour kirtan on Tuesday the 7th, Lord Gauranga's appearance day. And there'll be some exalted Vaishnavas for the next 7 days. You'll have to put up with me for today. So, these classes are about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, are to the glories of the Sankirtan movement. That's kind of the theme. And is to appreciate the appearance, activities, mission, and the teachings of the Lord, of Lord Chaitanya and his exalted devotees. So we've got a very famous verse up on the board. I think most of you are quite familiar with it. In many temples, they recite this verse every morning. You know. So anyway, those of you who are not familiar with it, you can get an opportunity to familiarize yourself with it, because Lord Chaitanya, he didn't leave any volumes and volumes of different scriptures. He didn't leave many writings and things. He only left 8 verses, known as the Shikshastikam. Ashtakam means 8, Shiksha means instruction. And within these 8 verses, it contains the whole philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And it's very, very deep, actually. Like just one verse like this, I think, some scholarly devotees and devotees are deep, probably could lecture on it for a month. You know? So I think I won't be able to do that. I'll maybe just touch the surface, but we'll do our best. Chetodapanam ajanam bhava mahadivagni nirvapanam shreya kairava chandrika vitaranam vidivadu jivanam anandam buddhivadanam pratipadam punamrita swadanam sarvama snapanam param vijayate shri krishna sankirtanam. Okay, so that's the first verse of the Shikshastikam, and there's a another 7 verses of that. So actually devotees can, who know it, they recite it quite regularly, but those devotees who don't know, it'd be nice to learn it and then include it in some of your prayers and regular recitations. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Mukum Karoti Vachalum Pangum Langayate Girim Yad Kripatamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So again, requesting blessings from the Vaishnavas to be able to do this service, to be able to share something nice. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he only left these 8 verses, Shikshastikam. Of course, he instructed his disciples, the 6 Goswamis of Vrindavan and others, their followers, instructed them to write many scriptures teaching principles of devotional service, and he asked them to excavate the pastimes of the Lord and to establish the sacred places of pastimes so they can be there for generations to come for devotees' benefit. So this particular verse, Cetodarpana Marjanam, is talking about the Sankirtan movement and chanting the holy name, and it's talking about how it cleanses the heart. So there are seven kind of aspects to this particular verse. So I'll try and go through them quickly. So many lives in the material world. We've been in the material world for many, many lifetimes. 8,400,000 different species of life. So probably I've been around them a few times round, you know. So that kind of all the conditioning, material conditioning, it can be quite deep. So if some place isn't cleaned regularly, then the dirt builds up, and then after some time it becomes encrusted. So it's not just easy to wipe out so easily or to cleanse, you know. Cleaning the mirror of the mind. So the example is given, like if a mirror is covered by dust, then when you try to see in the mirror, you can't see yourself, you know, because the dust is covering the mirror. By engaging in Sankirtan, chanting the holy names of the Lord, and engaging in devotional service, then gradually that mirror of the mind is being cleansed, and then one can see oneself as eternal spirit soul, and one can see oneself as not only eternal spirit soul, but also Nitya Krishna Das, eternally a servant of Krishna. So it says here that it stops the miseries of material existence. So the Sankirtan of the holy names is so powerful because, sometimes when there's a forest fire, it's very, very difficult. You know, you can't just get a hose pipe or a bucket. You know, when the forest is on fire, sometimes they just have to let it burn out because they don't have the means to put it out. Sometimes they bring helicopters and different things, but it depends how big the fire is. So this fire of material existence, it is Maha Davagni. It's a great fire of material existence is there, and it is extinguished by Nirvapanam, and that Nirvapanam is by chanting the holy names of the Lord. So the effects of chanting the holy name of the Lord is that not only does it cleanse the mirror of the mind and one can see one's position, and it also extinguishes that blazing fire of material existence. You know, so in many of the Vaishnava songs, some of the Vaishnava acharyas, they put themselves in the position of conditioned soul, and they say, you know, my heart is burning, you know, with the fire of materialism, you know, and you know, lust and greed and so many other qualities are there. Of course, those are elevated souls, are Vaishnava acharyas, but they put themselves in the position of conditioned souls to show us how to call out for help from the Lord. So this chanting and the engagement in the Sankirtan mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so powerful that it cleanses any misconceptions and it extinguishes that raging fire of material existence within the heart. Then it goes on to say, Kairava, you know, so Kairava is referring to a lotus, a special white lotus. We don't generally see so many white lotuses. There was one devotee actually up north, and he's been reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and he's been finding out, like, what's the fragrance of the Krishna's body, or of Radharani, or what's Krishna's breath, and he's been getting all these rare oils and combining them and sending them down, you know, in little bottles, you know, like blue lotus and this and combination with this. So we were given some to the pujari. So anyway, at least he's engaged his mind. in reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita, says, "Oh, let me get this together. I want to offer that to the deities, and you know, the fragrance of the pastime." So, the special white lotus that blooms only at night, you know. So it is. So like you said, we were saying with Lord Nityananda, Koti Chandra Susitala, you know, like that. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are cooling like millions of moons, you know. Nittai Pada Kamala, Koti Chandra Susitala, Jechai Jagata Jurai. So they're cooling from that burning fire. So the moonlight is known to give special benediction to vegetables and flowers and make them very sweet. And here it's saying that the Kairava white, special white lotus which blooms at night from the shining of the moon, and that is explained to be like the emblem of auspiciousness. And Lord Chaitanya indicates, just as the moonshine brings forth the tender Kairava, the white lotus, so also does the holy name spread the moonshine of good fortune and auspiciousness, and that's the third effect of the proper chanting of the holy name. So when we chant the holy name according to the directions of the predecessor acharyas and with great affection and faith and trying to avoid the offenses, then we experience amazing effects, even within a short period of time. You know, great auspiciousness and relief, you know. So it goes on further. It says, and so vidya vadu jivanam. So vidya means knowledge. So the fourth effect is, Lord Chaitanya says, vidya vadu jivanam, which refers to Saraswati, the goddess of learning. So the goddess of learning. So she gives blessings, and Lord Chaitanya says, all knowledge comes to one who sincerely chants the holy name of the Lord. Chanting is the life and soul of all education. So, and if there's any, you know, educationists and teachers and scholars out there, so they'll be wondering, what's all this? You know, chanting is the life of all education. So they'll be wondering, what does that mean? You know, but it's explained further. What is knowledge? What is knowledge really worth if it does not lead us to love of God? And so according to Lord Chaitanya, a truly sincere chanter has all knowledge because he has realized the ultimate purport of learning. The ultimate purport of learning is submission to the will of the Lord, you know. Otherwise, if you go to university, there's so many departments, you know, department for economics, department for mathematics, departments for engineering, department for this or department for that. And like Srila Prabhupada says many, many times, that they have so many departments, but do they have a department that tells you who you are? Well, they don't, you know. So then it's like a map, you know. If you don't know where you are on the map's no good to you, you know. So if you don't know who you are, then you might have a, you know, many titles after your name, you know. So I've met many scholars and, you know, PhDs and, you know, I met one gentleman, he said he's got a double MA, you know, like that. But then he was struggling to tie his shoelaces properly, you know, like that. So sometimes they're called boffins, you know. Like that. So even if you see Einstein, you know, he wasn't very good at combing his hair, you know, or they're very good at certain things, you know. So they have so much learning, and actually Srila Prabhupada was saying when he went to Russia, he met in the Indology department Professor Kotowski, and he thought this is big, big learned scholar. But then Prabhupada was actually disgusted. He said, such a big scholar, and he doesn't know that he's not the body. So he was like, you know, come on, you know. What's the use of all your learning, you know? So here, so this, chanting the holy name, engaging in the Sankirtan mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then all the knowledge that you require to actually get out of this cycle of material existence will be endowed to you, and it'll be revealed. So then Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. Anand means bliss, right? Everybody wants to be in Anand, you know, like that. So Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. So sincere chanting can give us the highest bliss. Vardhanam means increasing the ocean of transcendental bliss, you know. And happiness, superior quality and quality of happiness received from chanting the holy names is everlasting, and it is joyfully performed. So material happiness, you know, it has a beginning and an end, and usually very fleeting, you know. But the nature of transcendental happiness is that it is eternal and it's ever increasing, you know. So when devotees come to the Krishna consciousness movement, and they actually experience so much bliss and so much happiness within a very short period of time of just engaging in the activities of Krishna consciousness and following a few regulative principles, chanting the holy name, and going out and sharing that with others. And you see they dance like peacocks, you know, like that. And like Srila Prabhupada, he was interviewed once in America at one of the airports. So they were saying, Swamiji, you have all these hippies are your disciples, you know. So he said, yeah, he said, before they were very unclean and they were very unhealthy, they were very unhappy, you know, and they were not, considered, you know, to be anything in society. But by taking to Krishna consciousness and chanting the holy name, they have become very clean, they've become very healthy, and they've become very bright-faced, and they were hippies, but they've become happies, you know. So, because sometimes reporters were saying that many gurus and yogis have come from India, and some of them do a few magic tricks, and some of them can, you know, produce some apples or do, you know, there some kind of little bit of magic, you know. So they were saying to Swami Prabhupada, "What's your magic? What can you do?" So Prabhupada said, "I've got no magic. You know, I'm not going to do any little tricks or something, but my magic is that I can take these souls who were very downtrodden and degraded and very morose, and I can transform them, and they become Vaikuntha men and Vaikuntha ladies." He says, "That's my magic." You know? So it's not some kind of gimmick, you know. And then it goes on to say the sixth outcome of chanting is that it gives a soothing effect, a cooling effect. In other words, it gives relief from material life or distress. So people nowadays, you know, they're very trendy. They said, "Oh, you got to be cool, you know. You got to be cool." So it says, "Well, if you really want to be cool, then you've got to take to the method that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda is offering, and then you'll get the not only the cooling shade of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, but you will also get the blessings of Lord Chaitanya, and you will get the soothing and cooling effect of the holy name of the Lord that will relieve us from this material existence, which is the cause of so much distress." And then it goes on to say, Pratipadam Purnamrit Swadhanam. And it gives full nectar at every step. So then Sarvatma Snapanam Param. At that time, one's whole existence becomes thoroughly bathed in transcendence, spiritual pleasure. So sometimes some devotees say, "Well, you know, I've been here a few months or I've been here a few years, and I'm not really feeling that nectar, you know, at every step, you know." So there was one devotee, it was a new bhakta some while ago, I won't mention who it was, he said to me, I said, "What are you doing today?" He said, "Oh, I've got to do this, you know, and I've got to do that." and I've got to do this. I said, you know, Krishna doesn't need your service, you know. And that he doesn't need it, especially if it's begrudging, you know. I've got to do it, you know, like that. So I said, and also everything was like, oh, you know, it's like, it's a drag, dragging his feet, and it takes so much, and the mind doesn't want to do it, you know. I said, you're putting yourself in such a painful condition, you know. No, if you're cooking for someone, and you're like, oh, I don't really want to do this, just get it over and done with, you know. So when you cook like that for somebody, you know, actually they feel ill, you know, because you just want to, there's no love there, you know. So I was saying to him, you know, I said, you've done so many things in your life and you've been suffering like hell, you know, and then somehow you come here and, you know, you've got so much mercy, so much blessings, and you're in the assembly of saintly people, and you've got beautiful deities, you know, and you've got the teachings of the great Vaishnava Acharyas, you've got prasadam, you've got kirtan, you've got the holy name, you've got so many things. So I said, you know, you're excited, you know, for the first while you were here, but then after a while it's like, Shri Radha Gokulananda Ji Ki Jai, Shri Sitaram Lakshmanaman Ki Jai, Shri Govan Itai Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. So I said, then you become complacent, you know. You become complacent. So then it's like, then when you're not in Krishna consciousness and you think everything's a chore, if you're in that mentality, then you're not going to experience the full nectar at every step. But then I said, okay, why don't you go out the door and then come back in again, you know, with a new mindset, you know. And the mindset is, not I have to do this for Krishna, but I want to do this for Krishna, you know. And I'm going to do it joyfully. So then he came back and he tried it, and then he came back later in the day. He said, Prabhu, that was, I had the best day ever. He said, because I was thinking, oh yeah, I want to do this for Krishna, and I'm so fortunate to get the opportunity to do this for Krishna. So it's like, oh, and everything became exciting again. He thought, oh, I'm getting a taste, you know, and it's so nice, you know. So it's like, you know, like sometimes we're cooking and we're saying, you know, Krishna doesn't need our paratha, you know, or our, you know, what it is, you know, khichdi, whatever we make, you know. He's got Srimati Radharani cooking for him, you know, and she's a good cook, you know. she's got Mother Yashoda cooking for him, you know. The people are, pure devotees, they're queuing up to serve him, you know, in all different ways. You know, he doesn't need our service, but he's so kind that he's giving us the opportunity to actually benefit ourselves, you know, by doing the service, you know. Susukam Kartam Avyayam, devotional service is joyfully performed. So, if you're not feeling the joy, then you have to go and analyze, are we performing it properly in the right state of consciousness and the right attitude? Because it says Susukam Kartam Avyayam, so the scriptures, the Bhagavatam and the Gita, I've not known it to be wrong so far, you know. So, we just have to change that consciousness. And then immediately, when we change the consciousness, then immediately we get a different result altogether. There's a few nice verses here on the holy name, which I will try to share with you. So over the next 7 days, you'll have some very exalted speakers, and they will explain about Lord Chaitanya's appearance, his activities, and more of his teachings, and delve into the nectar more and more. Okay, so let's have a look here. Okay, so we're going to read a couple of verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila 7:73. Okay. Krishna mantra hoite habe samsara mochana, Krishna nama hoite pabe Krishna charana. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one can obtain freedom from material existence. Indeed, simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one will be able to see the lotus feet of the Lord. So it's such a powerful process that Lord Chaitanya, he advented to give us this chanting of Hare Krishna. So, you know, we're known as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, but most people know us as a Hare Krishna movement, you know, because we chant Hare Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya came to propagate that Sankirtan Yajna, because it's in this age, it's a very, very easy method, you know, to perform, you know, so many austerities, even sitting here for half an hour, you know, you get pain in the knees and you get, you know, so many discomforts. And but the yogis would go up to the Himalayas and stand on their tiptoes for, you know, years and years and do big yajnas and do so many austerities. But for people in this age, even to do a little bit of austerity is so difficult, you know. So Lord Chaitanya has just made it easy, you know. He's broken open the storehouse of love of God and he's distributing that love of God freely, not considering who's fit or who's unfit. And he's asking us all to come and help him, you know. So I read that Lord Chaitanya, he's in anxiety because he's seeing the suffering of the conditioned souls and he wants to relieve them from that suffering and he wants to free them and give them eternal happiness. So we can partake in that pastime. Sometimes we say, oh, who wants to be part of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes? You know, and we think, oh, we have to wait till we get to a spiritual world. We can be part of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes right now, because Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are going on right now. This Sankirtan movement is part of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, if we are in the right consciousness. You know, and then we want to work in such a way that we can help to relieve the anxiety of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for his anxiety for the fallen conditioned souls. So another verse is here, Adi Lila 7:74. Namavinu kali kale nahi aradharma sarva mantra saranam eishtastamama. In this age of Kali, there is no religious principle other than the chanting of the holy name, which is the essence of all Vedic hymns, and this is the purport of all scriptures. Well, so sometimes people say, oh, why are you chanting Hare Krishna? You know, why you aren't doing it? I said, well, you know, he said, in this age of Kali, there's no other religious principle other than chanting the holy name, which is the essence of all Vedic hymns, and this is the purport of all scriptures. Okay, so 8. Okay, so there's an interesting, a beautiful verse here from the Adi Lila 14:1. So sometimes we find things difficult to do, and we struggle, you know. But there's a special benediction here. So it, just read the verse, and I'll read the translation. Katanchana smite yasmin duskaram sukaram bhaved Vismrite viparitam syat sri chaitanyan namami tvam. So things that are very difficult to do become easy to execute if one somehow or other simply remembers Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But if one does not remember him, then easy things become very difficult. And to this Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I offer my respectful obeisances. So that's an interesting one, isn't it? So things that are difficult to do, they become easy if we remember Lord Chaitanya. But if we forget Lord Chaitanya, even easy things become difficult. You know? So if we want to have everything done easily and we want to advance and do so many things, if we remember Lord Chaitanya always, then our progress will be very smooth and very, very nice. You know. And then there's another one, Adi 17:22. Kali kale nama rupa krishna avatar nama hoite hoya sarva jagata nishtara. In this age of Kali, the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, is the incarnation of Lord Krishna. And simply by chanting the holy name, one associates with the Lord directly. So anyone who does this is certainly delivered. And that's by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. So, yeah, so much is there. You know, there's, you can carry on for a month and delving deep into just that one verse, and then there's the other seven verses. So some of the other devotees in the next 7 days will probably give you some more deeper insight into those things. So when we go out and perform Sankirtan, whether we go on Harinam Sankirtan or book distribution, so people say sometimes, oh, book distribution, you know, Is that Sankirtan, or is it just sung kirtan, congregational chanting? You know, Anything that's giving and distributing the holy name, or like these literatures, they are giving the path to the holy name. You're giving Krishna in the book form, on the holy name form, in prasadam form. All these activities, when we engage in those activities, then we become very blissful. Why? Because Krishna says that there's no one dear to me, as dear to me as those who preach my glory. So when we try to please the Lord, when we try to help conditioned souls who are stuck in material existence, then the Lord becomes very pleased, we become very blissful, and also you throw a lifeline for someone that's struggling and drowning in the material ocean. So it's compassion. And by performing this activity, we're purifying ourselves, we're becoming blissful, and we're helping others. So it's such a beautiful process. So Abhay Prabhu sang beautifully, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Koramore. So I just want to read a little bit of Prabhupada's purport on that song. So Prabhupada is saying, this is a song composed by Narottam Das Thakur, and he prays to Lord Chaitanya, my dear Lord, please be merciful to me, because who can be more merciful than your Lordship within these three worlds? Actually, this is a fact. Not only Narottam Das Thakur, but Rupa Goswami also prayed to Lord Chaitanya in this way. At the time of the meeting of Lord Chaitanya and Rupa Goswami at Prayag, Allahabad, Srila Rupa Goswami said, my dear Lord, you are the most munificent. So munificent means the most merciful. You're the most munificent of all incarnations because you are distributing love of Krishna. Krishna consciousness, when Krishna was personally present, he simply asked us to surrender. But he did not distribute himself so easily. He made conditions. First of all, you surrender, sarva dhammam parityaja. But this incarnation, Lord Chaitanya, although Krishna himself makes no such condition, he simply distributes, take love of Krishna. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya is approved as the most munificent incarnation. And Narottam Das Thakur says, please be merciful to me. You are so magnanimous because you have seen the fallen souls of this age and you are very much compassionate to them. But you should know that I am most fallen. No one is more greatly fallen than me. Patita pavana hetu tava avatar. Your incarnation is just to reclaim the conditioned fallen souls, but I assure you that you will not find a greater fallen soul than me. Therefore, my claim is first. You know, of course, Narottam Das Thakur is not a fallen soul, but he's very, very humble. He's putting himself in the shoes of a conditioned soul, and he's saying that, my dear Lord Chaitanya, you've come to save the most fallen, so pick me up first, you know. So such beautiful. Krishna is saying, first you surrender, then I'll give you the mercy. But Lord Chaitanya is saying, oh, just give them the mercy, you know. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they're the avatars for this age. So, you know, so many Jagai and Madais are there. And even, you know, within us there's some Jagai and Madai aspects, you know. So we need Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Without their mercy, we wouldn't make it, you know. So we are so fortunate now on the build-up to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. It's such a special time. We just had Lord Nityananda's appearance. So we can pray to Lord Chaitanya, we can pray to Lord Nityananda, we can pray to the great Vaishnava Acharyas that please, you know, put me in the right mood and let me understand how fortunate I am and really fully take this process of Krishna consciousness and let me be able to share this with others and make them happy as well. Susukam kartam avyayam, you know. So I'm just going to end with a few Sankirtan stories, because some devotees were saying, can you tell us some Sankirtan story? I think, what was Sridham's wife, what's her name again? Yeah, so, Sridham Prabhu, his wife is in Bali, so we just like heard that her name is Mahamuni Devi Dasi. So she's got a child to look after, and her husband is quite often traveling, he's not there. So somehow or other, in the last year, she managed to distribute about 35,000 books just on her own. You know, I saw the pictures and the videos just last week. She distributed like 2,000 books to the policemen. You know, and they've all got this big Bhagavad Gita. It's like, I don't know, she gets sponsors from different places, you know, Singapore, here and there. And she's a housewife, you know. She's got her kid to look after and she's got her work to do. And sometimes her husband is traveling. So, you know, it's not like, you know, they're not wealthy people. They don't have... But somehow her desire is there to give Krishna to others. And she just goes and somehow gets it. So, I mean, one person, you know, distribute 35,000 books, you know. It's like, wow, Hare Krishna. You know, I think her boy is, 10 years old? Yeah, something like that. That's incredible, you know. So in Scotland, when I was in the Scottish Yatra, we were a little bit rebellious, you know. We were not so politically correct as the English. So what we used to do is we thought, somehow or other, we've got to give this holy name of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda to everyone. So how are we going to do it? We've got to think, we've got to tax our brain to think of ways to distribute the holy name. So what we used to do is, the night before Gaur Purnima, we used to print up about 3,000 posters in two colors, you know. And it's the poster read, Happy Birthday, Gaura. And then we went out in the cars at night, and we did about six towns, we plastered in the town, in different places, Happy Birthday, Gaura, you know, with the wallpaper paste, you know. And then people wake up in the morning, Happy Birthday, Gaura? Who's Gaura? So we thought, whether they know who Gaura is, not, if they chant his name, even think of it, you know, they're going to get the mercy, you know. And then, before Lord Nityananda's appearance day, what we did was, Happy Birthday, Nitai. So we printed 3,000 posters, and at 10 o'clock at night, we went out, and there's no one, and we go to different towns, and then, you know, put posters up. Happy Birthday, Nitai, you know. So people are thinking, oh, well, you know. Plus, when we're doing Sankirtan in Scottish Yatra, we got everyone to say Gauranga, whether they took a book or they didn't take a book, or, you know, they swore at us or whatever, we all get everyone to say Gauranga, you know, like that. And we would do that on Sankirtan. So somehow trying to spread the holy name. We even did Gauranga bridges. We used to climb up on the motorway bridges. Of course, you know, it was illegal, but... So we'd hang over the side without any harness, you know. One person would pass you the heavy duty wallpaper paste, and each letter was A3, Gauranga, you know. And we'd say, okay, so hang over, and we're pasting, and the cars are going underneath. So if you slip, you know, the cars are going to get you. So in the beginning, I wouldn't let the other traveling Sankirtan boys go over the edge, because I thought if one of them slips, what am I going to say to their mum or dad, you know? But then I was going over, and I thought, well, if I fall, if the last thing I'll see is a Gauranga, you know? So you go out with a Gauranga, it's not bad. But then after a while, they were rebelling. They said, okay, if you're not going to let us do it, then go over, then we're going to go on strike. We won't go on Sankirtan. I said, oh, God. Okay, so fine. I had to let them do it, you know? So we did about 100 Gauranga bridges all around the north, you know. And then one time I was distributing books in York, and I met this businessman, nice suit, and I sold him a Science of Self-Realization. He gave £10, and I said, can you say Gauranga? He said, Gauranga? He said, that's been doing my head in. I said, really? How's it been doing your head in? He said, for the last 6 years, you know, I've been driving to work and I've been going under this bridge and it says Gauranga, and I'm trying to figure out what it means. Gauranga, 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 you know, like that. So I said to him, well, shall I tell you what it means? He said, no, let me guess. He says, it's the name of a company that builds bridges. I said, as it happens, Lord Chaitanya builds a bridge over the ocean of birth and death. And then there was a lady in Dewsbury, an old lady, you know, she was about 80, and she bought a chant and be happy and gave a couple of quid. And I said, with the old grannies, I used to say, excuse me, are you over 16? And they say, yeah, flattery will get you anywhere, you know. So I said, you know, take this book, we're monks and everything. This book will teach you how to get more out of life than a headache, you know. I'm sure you've had your fair share of headaches. And then she took a book and I said, can you say Gauranga? She said, Gauranga. She said, I know what that means. I said, well, what do you think it means then? She said, it means have a safe journey. I said, well... I said, how do you come to that conclusion? She said, it's up on the motorway, isn't it? So it was like, you know, we had so many interactions. One time, myself and Prabhupada Prana, who was the temple president there, after Sankirtan, we would put up a few call-out Gauranga Be Happy posters. And it was this kind of, you know, BT boxes we would put it on, you know, A3 posters. So we were there with the bucket of faith and putting up Gauranga. And then suddenly a car pulled up, and it was a police car right next to us. And they unwound the window and looking at us, and they said, what are you doing? So I thought, okay, we've done now. And so Prabhupada Prana, he said, oh, we saw these posters here, so we're taking them down. So the policeman just smiled. And then he was wearing a flat cap, you know, with a white and black checkered thing. So he took it off, and inside he has a call-out Gauranga sticker that we used to give out. And he said, okay, he said, look, Gauranga, he said, but next time don't get caught, and he drove off. But we had so many, we got caught so many times for doing the bridges or doing these posters or whatever. One time we were doing some posters at night in town, and we had our bucket of paste, and we had the posters, and we put the bucket inside a big bag, so it didn't look so obvious, you know. So we were walking in the town and putting some posters, and then this policeman, he came at night. He said, what are you doing? I said, oh, no, just going for a stroll. Yeah. So then he saw the bucket, and he'd seen the poster around town. So he decided to put his hand in the bag, and then right up to here he got a wallpaper paste. So he wasn't too happy anyway. So anyway, he made us pour the wallpaper paste down the drain, and then he took the posters off us, and he says, get out of town, you. He said, fine, it's a bit late, we've done most of the town already, you know. So, and Jai Krishna, I've got a video of him when he was in Africa last time, and he was gone to a tribal area, and he showed, oh, he's got these like African villagers, and he's got them, Gauranga, 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 they're dancing and going mad, Gauranga, like, you know, my God, they're really like, you know, Gauranga, these devotees. And then even in India, I was getting people on the boat, you know. So all over the place. And myself and Mohan, we went to Watford, and we were walking through Marks and Spencer's, and the security guard was there, you know, and he saw, like, we were wearing dhoti and everything. He said, are you, you're devotees of God? I said, yeah, we are, you know. We're trying to be, at least, you know. He said, you know, God bless, I'm so happy to meet you and everything. So anyway, I spoke to him, and I said, can you say a magic word for me? Can you say Gauranga? He said, Gauranga? He said, what does it mean? I said, it means be happy, you know. I said, and it's a blessing from God, you know. So fine. Otherwise, we could say it's Lord Chaitanya. He appeared 500 years ago. It's Radha and Krishna. And it's like, you know, like that. So, but we thought, Lord Chaitanya actually wants everyone to be happy. That's his mission. So we just shorten it for them, you know. So then, anyway, he was very respectful, and we went. And then on the way back, we had to come through that store. And then he saw us on the other side of the store walking, and he started saying, Gauranga, Gauranga. This Muslim guy called Abdullah, the security guard. And he's going, Gauranga, Gauranga. You know, he said, I've learned your word, Gauranga, you know. So then I had a call out Gauranga Be Happy sticker that my sisters made for me in Leeds, because she's Gauranga mad, you know. And she does Gauranga too. Even the window cleaner doesn't get paid unless he says Gauranga. Yeah? So, and then I happened to have a Mangalati sweet in one of the golden boxes. And I gave it to him, and I told him this is blessed food from the monastery. And so he was so happy. He was like, he was saying Gauranga. He said, you made my day. And then he brought some bread that he had bought himself, and he was going to take home, and he gave it to us. So we accepted it, and on the way back near the car park, there was a beggar there. So we asked him to say Gauranga, and then we gave the bread to him, you know. And then he said, Haribol. So I don't know how he knew Haribol, but anyway, so I think, you know, when we go out to share the holy name, when we go to you know, just give Krishna, it's magical, you know. And I'll just finish with this last one because the time is flying. So in Glasgow, we were distributing books, and sometimes you meet these yobos, you know. Yobos, they're like, you know, Glasgow's a pretty rough place, you know. So, yeah. Anyway, so then we thought like 16, 17, 18-year-olds, you know, 8, 10 of them. We said, okay, hey, you lot, come here. And they said, what is it? I said, we've got something for you today. He said, oh, what you got for us? Have you got some marijuana? I said, no, something much better than that. This is what we've got, is stay high forever, you know, like that. He said, what is it? I said, okay, we need you to say, Gauranga! And they went, Gauranga! And he said, what does it mean? I said, it means be happy. He said, okay. I said, but you didn't do it properly. He said, what do you mean we didn't do it properly? I said, you've got to mean it. I said, we did mean it. I said, no, but you've got to really, as loud as you can, Gauranga! Come on. Yeah, so they went like that, and they lit up, they were beaming, they were like this. So I said, okay, when you go through town, if you see anybody that looks grumpy and miserable, give them a big Gauranga to cheer them up. And as they were going, we were hearing big Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga. So not only did they get the holy name, but they're distributing the holy name. And they're wondering why they're feeling so ecstatic, you know. So anyway, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, you know, their mission is just mercy, you know. So somehow or other, if we can take a little bit of their mood, you know, and, you know, and just try to give this mercy to others and try to think of the welfare of others, we'll become the happiest people on the planet, and we'll make everybody else happy, you know. So I'll stop there. Thank you so much for your patience and your time. I don't know if they have any questions. If there are any questions, you can come after the class, because I always run over time. That's why they don't let me go on very often. Right. Shri Chaitanya and Shri Nityananda Prabhu's ki. Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ji ki. Shri Ram Lakshmanamani ki. Shri Ramashila ki. Shri Shikshastikam ki. Shri Prabhupada ki. Sankirtan Yagya ki. Nithai Gaur Premanandi ki.